The UK Supreme Court has ruled that the terms woman and sex in Britain's Equality Act refer to a biological woman and biological sex. The ruling followed a legal challenge brought by a campaign group over whether someone with a gender recognition certificate should be treated as a woman under that act. Today, the court decided in their favour. To bring us through the ruling, we can talk to our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell. Tommy, how did this case come about?
Well, Rachel, this was a long-running legal dispute dating back to 2018. Back then, the Scottish Parliament passed a bill to ensure gender balance on public sector boards and transgender people were included in those quotas. However, this attracted criticism. A group called For Women Scotland challenged that decision, basically arguing that a woman was somebody who was born female. And this started a lengthy legal process, which has been ongoing over the past few years. The Scottish government argued that a transgender person obtaining a gender recognition certificate meant that they had changed sex. The campaign group, though, challenged this, and ultimately it boiled down to the UK Supreme Court's interpretation of the 2010 Equality Act. It protects against discrimination on the basis of sex, and basically people wanted to know, what did the law mean by the use of the word sex?
What then did the court say this morning?
Well, the judges ruled that the legal definition of a woman is based on biological sex, so basically their gender at birth. This is a result that was obviously welcomed by that campaign group For Women Scotland. The judge pointed out that the Scottish government's interpretation of the law would have created two subgroups within the transgender community, with some trans people having a gender recognition certificate and some not. However, they also warned that the ruling should not be seen as a triumph for one side at the expense of another, and that the Equality Act still gives transgender people protection against discrimination.
It is, though, Tommy, I think it's fair to say it's an understatement to say that this can be a divisive issue. So has there been further reaction over the past couple of hours?
There has, Rachel. There's been quite a lot of reaction, actually, very mixed, as you can imagine. The UK government has welcomed the ruling in a statement that said that it always supported the protection of single-sex spaces based on biological sex. It also said that the ruling brings clarity for service providers such as hospitals and sports clubs. The Conservative leader, Kemi Badenoch, also welcomed the ruling, but using stronger language. She said that women are women, men are men. You cannot change your biological sex. There is disappointment, obviously, too, though. The Green Party in Scotland has said that this is a huge blow to some of the most marginalised people in society. The Scottish National Party, which is in government in Scotland, it welcomed the clarity and said that it would engage with the UK government on the implications. Many people, though, Rachel, would say that the SNP will probably be quite damaged by this ruling.
Thank you very much, Tommy. Our London correspondent, Tommy Meskell.